Hi, I'm Michael. I'm 24 years old, and I'm going to talk about how I met my girlfriend. The first time we met was in an online game, World of Warcraft, in a unanimous anonymous environment. We got to know each other socially, sort of apart from the whole real life thing and the personal stuff, and eventually realized we liked each other. Not so much as a couple, but as like individuals. And then we swapped Facebook details and stuff like that. That's when I realized she was actually female. Talking through Facebook, we swapped phone numbers, started texting, and this was going on for about 2 or 3 months. Realized we really liked each other. It was mutual once we told each other we liked each other. And after a while, it was like a week later, we sort of discussed what we were going to do because we knew it was long distance and everything. And we felt that we liked each other enough to justify a long-distance relationship, and we've been together going on 4 months now.
So for those people who've never heard of World of Warcraft, just describe what it is and how you would meet somebody within World of Warcraft. Just imagine that you're talking to your grandma or somebody who just has no idea what it is.
World of Warcraft is a sharded game environment. There's hundreds of different servers. On all those servers, there's a good 10,000-odd players on each server. And you can't play in the game without bumping into other people, because it's an entire persistent environment. Everywhere you go, there's always other people. So you will always see other people, but whether you interact with them, it just depends on whether you have the opportunity to interact with them in the gameplay. But there's about 12 to 13 million players on it at the moment.
So what do you do when you play this game? How do you get involved? You say people are globally all involved in the game and what they do in it. Explain how it works.
You level your character. There's loads of different things to do. You pick a character, an avatar, you go on a fantasy quest, you hit stuff or you shoot stuff with fireballs, and generally you start from like rags and then build your way up into like epic armor and like all these artifacts that you've got on swords and stuff like that. So it's very sort of sword and sorcery type stuff.
So what were you doing there in this anonymous environment, and what was she doing, and how did you end up in communication?
I moved to the server. We entered into a community chat, which is like a group of people in a like a guild type thing, and we were just saying hi, and while we were saying hi, I was sort of just running around the city on a horse basically. And that was it. We just started talking from there. And then we went to go beat some trolls over the head.
So how do you talk within an online game?
Type. You've got a community channel, which everyone sees, like a trade chat, you know, people trying to do trade and stuff like that, selling items, buying for items. You've got party chat, which is like little groups of five, or, well, it's little groups of five, and then those little groups of five can go into a raid chat, which is like six groups of five, all trying to do something together. And you've got a guild chat, which is just any person in the game can be invited into it, and they can all see that no matter where they are. And you've got like stuff like Say and Yell, so you can run around the city.
So you said that you were playing this game, you got chatting, didn't realise whether she's male or female. Like, well, there wasn't a relationship in mind when you were playing this game.
No,
and then you got in contact beyond that. So just talk about how you move from being inside a game where you're all presumably assuming characters and playing roles into the real world, or into the next social media side and then into the real world.
Yeah, the next step. Generally, I think it was just a case of we just got talking. We just sort of realised we liked each other and figured we'd chat outside the game, because at the point the game was the only means we could talk, and we were talking a lot anyway, so we figured we'd like leave it so that you could contact them outside of the game but still in a sort of semi-anonymous environment like Facebook. And then we traded phone numbers and eventually addresses, wrote letters and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm interested in the role of Facebook in dating. So somebody gives you their Facebook details, and how much would you, as a guy looking at a girl's details, how much would you follow their Facebook details?
Not at all. It would always be a case of they message me. The thing was, I didn't use Facebook until I met her. Well, I was on it, but it wasn't a case of going on it, you know, checking and stuff like that. But once I met her, it was using it quite a lot. And yeah, I think you do go on the page and you do sort of like browse pictures and sort of like get to know her a little bit better in the info type section of it. And stuff like that. That was about it, really. Facebook was a very, very short stage because it was literally like less than a week after we traded Facebook. We started talking on Messenger and voice chat and phone and text and stuff like that.
It's interesting that Facebook has become a step in that process. Is that quite usual, do you think?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think Facebook is a massive social site, and I think once you get a large collection of people together, there are going to be examples of stories like that, just as there are bound to be stories of people starting businesses on Facebook together with people who would have never met.
So tell me about at the moment from moving from a virtual environment to a social media and into the real world. Tell me about the first date.
First date was just watching a film together. That was about it. It wasn't really a date type thing. I mean, we knew we liked each other. It was sort of that apprehensive moment when we realised we liked each other, but we approached it by talking about it, like discussing what, you know, what the options and stuff like that. And eventually we did just realise that we'd just see what happens and take it like each day at a time and stuff like that, and we're still...
So you said you live at a distance. How far do you live away?
I live in Manchester, she lives in Bristol. So it's about 3 hours away. So it's like a weekend thing if we want to see each other.
And is that a good thing?
Probably for her. She wouldn't want me nagging all the time and stuff like that. But no, it can get a bit stressful. So I mean, you've got a lot of work and you want to see them randomly and stuff like that. But at the same time, we are sort of, we have got our own space. I mean, I don't know what the future holds. If there is a point where we live together or anything like that, then it'll come. But
so what's your main method of communication? I mean, how do you keep in touch with each of them most?
I think it's probably an equal share between texting and talking online when we're doing work and stuff like that.
Talking online, not on the phone?
Oh, we talk every night on the phone. It's like one of us will ring the other or someone will have like an hour chat or 3 hours. Usually it's an hour chat with a 3 hour goodbye type thing. But it's phone at nights and text through the days or online if we're at home or whatever.
Brilliant, thank you.